With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. The South Dakota Department of Health is resuming the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Federal health agencies stopped using the vaccine after six women developed rare blood clots within 3 weeks of getting the one-dose shot. The CDC reports the vaccine's benefits outweigh its risks in individuals 18 or older. Health officials say people with symptoms like headaches or shortness of breath within 21 days of getting the shot should contact their healthcare provider. More than 16,000 South Dakotans have received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. About 6.8 million shots have been administered nationwide. The South Dakota Department of Health is taking first steps in implementing the voter-approved medical marijuana law. The department is requesting proposals from vendors for a statewide patient registry, verification, and licensing system. The law goes into effect on July 1st, but the measure gives the department time to implement the program. Kim Mulsom-Risden is the health secretary. She says the system will also issue medical cards.
We need to have that in place by the end of October, and so getting the RFP out now will give us time to make sure that it's ready to go by that date. We're also working on various administrative rules that also need to be in place by the end of October, and ultimately ready to issue cards by November 18th.
During the legislative session, Governor Kristi Noem wanted to delay implementation of the medical marijuana program. Noem argued that would give the state time to study the law and give the Department of Health time to also deal with the coronavirus pandemic. That push ultimately failed. Noem wants lawmakers to consider some changes to the law in a special session, but she lacks support in the Senate. Weather officials expect droughts in South Dakota to continue through the summer. Most of the region remains dry, and meteorologists worry there might not be enough spring rain. Doug Kluck directs Midwest Climate Services for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He says much of the region saw minor improvements, but many places have not changed since last year.
The Northern Plains, current conditions are pretty darn dry. They have been dry. They've been dry since fall in a lot of places, and we haven't had a lot of recovery.
Weather officials say that April, May, and June are the wettest months of the year. USDA Midwest Climate Hub Director Dennis Toddy says he's concerned that drought conditions will not improve before the summer.
The peak chances for precipitation climatologically are coming very close, and we don't see that coming along. Eastern parts of the Dakotas and further east, you know, have more chances for precipitation as the year goes on, as the growing season goes on, so they have better chances for recovery later on. But, you know, droughts like this don't shift overnight. They don't solve overnight. We need multiple events.
The U.S. Drought Monitor reports more than 90% of South Dakota is dry, with extreme drought in most of the Northwest. The National Weather Service expects the state to see colder temperatures and less precipitation for the rest of the month. South Dakota's population increase of 8.9% since 2010 ranked the 16th highest in the nation. The U.S. Census Bureau released its first round of data from a 2020 headcount. South Dakota's population increased by more than 70,000 people since 2010, bringing the total to roughly 886,000. It remained the fifth least populated state in the United States. South Dakota's growth rate outpaced neighboring states like Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota. North Dakota recorded the region's highest percentage growth of 15.8%. In South Dakota, a committee of lawmakers will determine new state legislative districts based on detailed census data set to be released later this year. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.